Welcome to this session on driving adoption of Office 365 and with Mott MacDonald. I just want to get a little measure. I am struggling to actually see you completely with these two big spotlights either side, but I'm just curious how many of you have gone to any of these previous adoption sessions that they've run. Okay. So I apologize slightly in advance. You might see one or two very familiar slides. It may have been delivered by some other people, but they'll come through. So let's grab this one. I think my man's ready. So, right, okay. So my name is Simon Denton. For 14 years, I was a civil engineer with Mott MacDonald. I made a shift into IT about 3 years ago. And through that shift, I became responsible for the architecture of Office 365 at Mott MacDonald. Developing the solutions, and most importantly, driving their adoption forward. In the last sort of 6 months or so, I've also become an MVP. So it's been quite a sort of steep curve I've been going through and to get to the position that I wanted to be. So when I was choosing the slides for this session, I realized there's quite a lot of potential for content, quite an awful lot of content, so much so that even last night I was cutting slides out of the deck thinking this might be too much information. So what I've done, if you're following on second screen, you'll see all of my notes, you'll see all the things I'd like to see, you'll see some of the additional material, so, and all that become available at the end. So what I was going to do is focus upon three areas, really. I was going to focus on our use of fast-track material to develop our adoption plans going forward, how we built up to creating our launch video and a bit of reusable content, and finish off with some examples of how we are currently weaving Office 365 into our fabric. So I think the first thing to really say is who are Mott MacDonald. It's probably worth doing a quick intro. So we're not the famous burger flipping company. We do some really great things, from building metros and universities and tunnels around the world. So as that runs through, so we're a people-based company. We have 16,000 people located across the globe, operating in 150 countries. Our bread and butter really is selling our own knowledge and know-how, and that works by leveraging our internal networks. So a tool like Office 365 really helps with our collaboration because it helps bring our people together. One other thing that we do is our delivery of Office 365 is not outsourced. We do all that work ourselves. In fact, most of the people involved are actually just in this area and down here, so if you want to ask them afterwards, I'm sure they'll let you know how it's going. So to give a bit of context, I'll be quite light on this. Back in 2014 or so, we made the shift to Office 365, it's sort of a gradual shift. And there you are, you see our CIO on stage, and he's got a few really choice sound bites about why the decisions that we made to go with Office 365. It's all really about Microsoft doing the iteration, and we just make the most of the tools and adopt it. We did start on-premise, and I think that's worth saying. So to give you a bit of context, this graph is quite complicated, but I put it up, so I wanted to show you exactly where we are in our adoption journey. So we are quite near the beginning. In fact, we're the star on the peak of the chart. So we have gone through the stages. We've done some stakeholder work. We've done scenario development, which I'll go through. We've done some process planning. But we're right at that point where we've got the tools out there and out to people, and we're at that really crucial decision point where we have to put a ton of effort in. If we put the effort in, our usage of Office 365 will grow and continue to be sustained. And I think if we don't, we'll start backing out, and there's a sort of classical drop-off. Now, this chart is something I've not made up. It's based on Microsoft research. So if you kind of don't put the effort in once you switch the products on, you do get that trailing off. So the first thing I really wanted to go through was our journey through 2014 and towards Fast Track. And all the way through from the beginning, we had a really good communications plan. I mean, it's still serving us really, really well to this current day. But we really needed a way of responding to detail and questions from the business. How do I use this, which tool and when? It's this sort of exposing gaps in our knowledge in terms of relationships between the workloads that people are doing and the messages we're trying to give to people. And we really sort of needed a framework within which to operate. And I spent a little while, not too long, because I'm conscious these guys know exactly how long I potentially could have spent, trying to work out is there a framework? Can we do this? Has someone else done this before? I started looking around, and I ultimately settled upon the Microsoft Fast Track service. It was really quite fortunate timing, because at the time they had a customer success manager network, and it was really useful that they started pointing me towards all these really great resources that Fast Track was starting to produce relatively in their infancy. And I feel they've moved on since there. Whilst I started looking at materials and trying to work out a framework with which to deliver it, we actually engaged Fast Track to look at our Exchange Online migration process, and they helped us with a bit of advice. We took it away and we did our migrations. So, as I say, they provided a whole load of resources. This is the current resources screen from their website at the moment. So they do give you an awful lot of material. Now, the problem I found was a lot of that material was really generic, and if I struggled to make a connection with it, I feared that our staff would struggle to make the connection with it. It really is a mixture of questions and areas and things to explore. So I spent 2 days completely rewriting the Fast Track material using our tone of voice, our situations, and really kind of developing the content and dovetailing it so it became a standalone package of information. And what I want to stress there, it didn't take too long, but the benefit was, well, to me, really, really great, and to the company, hopefully, it's going to be really, really useful when we start putting it into action. It really served two purposes. It gave us a plan for adoption to identify areas for champions, but also helped us focus on relevancy and use cases. So I thought I'd actually show you what these things look like. So this is what my adoption plan actually looks like. This is actually going to be available after the session. And you see it's broken down into a number of sections, so defining the visions and the properties, and then working through the solutions. And it's a really nice guide. It kind of works you through, and I took the pro forma templates and started filling in the blanks. So I think really, I find it really useful. So I would say to you, if you've not used it already, dive into the Fast Track Center, take a look, download the PDF files, and have a go. You can even do that without engaging Fast Track. So if I give you one part of the plan, we started aligning our company mission statements to five strands within the program. Now, the top one is sort of our IT strategy sort of headline statement, so creating more agile responses to customers. And then we divided that down into five areas. And by doing that, we had a way of tying people back. So if they doubted what we're doing, we said, well, actually, what we're doing is completely in line with what the company wants to do. So you really need to move along with us. And dividing it into a couple of areas helped start focus the relevancy of the use case. That's my laptop going to sleep. And so, for example, this is sort of later on into the plan. So you can see at the top, I've taken one of the focus areas, and then I start to map it upon workloads within Office 365. I'm saying, well, this tool will suit you for this situation, this one won't. So if I just show you, for example, if we're talking about voice and meetings, it's really easy then to see, well, these are the kind of workloads that people would like to do on the left. These are the tools that we want people to use. And from that, you can then inform your messaging and your training that's around it. So we took the material, and then we also did quite a lot of work on the side, and we realized that we really needed to start connecting our thinking together to really create a strand that was running through that was relevant to people, relevant to their tasks. So what we did was we focused on creating a launch video. Again, task-specific launch video, to help people understand the relevance of Office 365 from the workloads, to take them through this process of winning work, something that was really relevant to them, what they did. And we wanted to create something that was reusable. So you put effort into creating something like a video, quite often a corporate launch video, you use it and then you discard it to one side. But we purposely did it so we could then chunk this thing up and then reuse component parts. And we worked really hard to test the scenarios we put into this thing, again, against our plan, against what real people did on real projects. And that really started to make the relevance of the video before we showed it to our staff. And finally, to kind of hook it into our people, we actually used our own people and our own offices and facilities. And the idea being, we put all this together so that when we showed our staff, they instantly made a connection to it. It wasn't a generic case. It wasn't a generic company with people they didn't quite resonate with. This was real Mott MacDonald people doing real things, real process, and through winning work. So I thought I'd show you that video so you can get the feel to see what it looks like. And then you can kind of understand how we put it together to help then drive the process forward. So I just have to switch this magic button over.
Technology is advancing at a remarkable pace. We're embracing the changes and transforming the way we work. We're going digital and improving our systems to stay ahead of the competition. Office 365 gives you your digital workplace with more powerful tools, access from anywhere, and easier ways to share, so you can spend more time with your team, your practice, and your customers. We know you sometimes need to work when you're out of the office. Now you can get to your own documents and files on any device with OneDrive. Share files with colleagues and manage permissions so only the right people see them. When you need a central hub for documents and information, Team Sites are the answer. They also give you the tools you need to coordinate a project, all in one place. You can even collaborate with customers and partners, sharing only the information you choose. With pressing deadlines, you often need to work with colleagues in different offices and countries. Collaborating on documents is simple, no matter where you are. With online office apps, you can work on the same document simultaneously, right there in your browser. Because you can take your digital workplace with you, you can continue to contribute and see updates. Information is valuable. With mobility, we all have increased responsibility for protecting it. Office 365 helps with security settings and device management. Customers choose us for the quality of our people. Through practice communities, we supplement local know-how with global capability. Delve lets you access this talent, showcase your own expertise, and see what's going on in your network. Then you can talk on Yammer, sharing and learning to develop innovative solutions for our customers. When you get together in meetings and calls, make the most of the time, capture ideas quickly, and organize your work with OneNote. Create meeting notes together and assign actions with a simple click. In our competitive markets, we need to impress. Now you can create compelling visual presentations online. Text, photos, and videos transfer seamlessly from any Office application to Sway and look great on any screen. Office 365 will continue to evolve as we introduce new features to your digital workplace, so you'll always have the latest tools to succeed. You'll have the freedom to contribute to our global knowledge network and work more closely with partners, so customers can benefit from our renowned professional excellence. Going digital will help us to use our ingenuity to create lasting value for all. Office 365, your digital workplace. Communicate, collaborate, and get more done.
Okay, so, oh, thanks. So yeah, it was really, the video was really, really well received. I think it went down really well. And one of the things we did do was we distributed it using Office 365 video. So rather than doing the usual thing is where you send it out to our local hub and spoke data centers and streaming it to people's desktops and giving our network guys a real headache with instant bandwidth, by showing it in video, people are watching the video in context of Office 365 using one service. And that really kind of helped them draw into using it. It went very, very well. And as I say, we subsequently have cut little chunks out of it, reworked it, and reused the themes from it. So about 18 months in, we were also going through a business transformation process, and we're starting to look at the way our business was going together. So you imagine our videos come out, we're starting to enthuse people, we've got the tools out there, we've lit up every single service under our E3 license, and we really let them rip at it. But they're still discovering it, and they're still areas where there wasn't relevance to them. And the next area of relevance came in when we started connecting our business processes to Office 365 and the way it worked. So, for example, in rewriting our business processes and to drive them to use tools like Yammer and SharePoint, we rewrote our process for discovery of knowledge and learning. And through that, we said, if you see something really good, use this hashtag. In fact, trying to join in and add some more conversation items. And the impact was we ended up getting a large amount of traction through Yammer because people started to talk about it and really sharing information. And that was driving the usage of both Yammer and SharePoint because we could surface the topics alongside pages within SharePoint if we wanted to. And that really helped start to push Office 365 into their fabric of their lives. Another way we started to really drive them towards using Office 365 was to start connecting the user profile service up, which is, it can be a slightly disjointed experience for people. And we did this by asking them to complete additional fields in their profiles, selling the story to them. And what that did, that enriched their Delve profile. Suddenly Delve had a lot more relevance to them when they were searching for people. They had all this great rich information about all these different areas of interest that they were interested in. We didn't stop there, of course, because then augment search. But then we did some special wiring behind the scenes. And if you expressed an interest in, say, building information modeling, you were joined to a SharePoint team site where people were discussing and working on the subject of information modeling. And that was driving the usage through and picking up the service. But we didn't stop there. We also pushed them into Yammer at the same time, and the relevant Yammer community for that group. And that really helped to generate this really connected landscape, and it really started to draw people together. Also through the adoption journey, we started to experiment by using technology to start reducing impacts upon costs, say in travel, and seeing to how much we can leverage it to bring more people together. So I want to give an example from last year where we ran a forum. Now, I don't know how many of your companies do this, but all the different lines of services that we have, once a year, they all come together in a room this big, probably with better spotlights. And what they do is they talk about all the good things they've done this year, they share learning experiences. And that could be a potentially expensive venture, especially when you're people flying in from all over the world. So what we did, we didn't put a stop to those events. We said they need to be a little bit smaller. You make them a little bit smaller, but what we'll do is we'll stream this all through Yammer. We'll send sessions out through Link at the time or Skype. And we can start bringing people together. And we had lots of people showing interest, people joining these sessions. And typically, if it was a room-based one, you might get 100 people turning up from a practice of maybe 1,000 people. This example was, this practice is about 1,000 people strong, 440 people took part through the combined mechanisms that drove them to it. And they came from 85 offices around the world, from 20 countries. Now, that event cost us nothing to run, and it was so successful, the others have done it. And it drove them to use Office 365 because they continue their conversation and file sharing long beyond the event. So this is what the leader of the forum said. So I think it's really quite useful. So I kind of dwell on that a second. So he's pointing out it really tested our capability to share and the power of the collaboration technologies that Office 365 brought. But as you can tell, we're still at that point of the spike. So we've done lots of things kind of around the periphery trying to pull it together. And the point is, we're at that point where I don't think we're quite at plain sailing. We're at that point where we're about to shift by far the biggest workloads we ever do into Office 365, which is project site delivery. I mean, we deliver in excess of 10,000 projects per year. So we'll be pushing 10,000 site collections into SharePoint. We'll be expecting all 16,000 employees to work within SharePoint day on, day out. And I think that's going to be the real pain point. That's the bit where if we haven't got all our planning and enthusiasm and everything lined up, if you remember that slide a few things before, we're going to start drifting, sliding down that slope and not getting it quite right. So we really, I think we're at the point to put some effort in. The also thing I want to point out is we've not gone down the approach yet, and we may well do with the road shows or the in-person demonstrations, which if you read a lot of the guidance, it's a good thing to do. It's something we just really struggled with doing because there's not many of us that actually have really deep knowledge of the products, so it's quite difficult then to go out there and say, this is how to use this, this is really, really great. We're really still trying to find those people in the business who have really got to grips with the product, then we can bring together, then we can start going out and start to do the one-to-ones with people. Okay, and another area that gives us a real challenge, right? So you put all this effort in, you say to your boss, I'm going to do this exercise to drive adoption of Office 365, it's going to be great. And they say, well, quantify it. You know, what's going to be the outcome? You invest, what, 50,000? Yeah, how are you going to show me it works? Now, luckily with Yammer, you can get some really good usage statistics. For example, on this chart here, all you need to know is up is good, down is bad. The three spikes correspond to where we put some effort in, especially to target something. So the first spike is we had a concentrated campaign about driving Yammer adoption called a 31 Days of Yammer campaign. And you see, we had a truckload of people really get involved and really enthused and really energized and taking part of it. We left that and we ran into it. We actually changed our new brand, which is that little spike in the middle. We didn't really do anything from an Office 365 perspective to kind of, you know, to big this thing up. But the conversation levels peaked, and we could see through the analytics that people were interested in the fact that we had changed our look. But more importantly, you can see the big spike was when we ran a forum. So that's an example of the impact of running a BIM forum. But the problem is you don't get that across the piece. You don't get that all the way through Office 365. So it becomes really difficult to say, prove to me you're driving people and they're using Office 365 across the board. So we have done some mashups ourselves, and we've had some help to do this. And we've been reading all the bits of signals and information, you know, where people have been viewing our intranet homepages, how much content has been stored. But I can't tell you how many people in my company have used Sway, how many Sways they've produced, what they look like. I can't even discover them at the moment. So if I was doing any work around something like that, it'd be a real, real struggle. And the likes of Microsoft struggle as well, because I got an embarrassing phone call about 6 months ago saying, your company's the second highest user of Sway in the world. Like, how can I prove that? I have no idea. You're just telling me this is great. So I think this is a real Achilles heel, and I'd hoped through Ignite that Microsoft would have done something in this space and said, you know, we're making the analytics better. We're going to get you to that point where you can take the analytics and drive the value and understand whether your products and the efforts are being adopted and taken through. But I don't think they're there yet, and I'm not quite 100% sure that they're still going to say that. So that is one of the real challenges. And so I just want to kind of finish that you've come to this session and to learn about driving adoption, and there's some really great other sessions. And we're at that point where we're just about to really release and go on that journey. So speaking of sessions, if you've not caught them before, please catch them on the previous My Ignite thing. There's two really, really good sessions on adoption methodology and best practices and accelerating your learning. Now, a load and load of the knowledge that I gained was from the tech community. There's thousands of people on exactly the same journey that you and I are, and I learned an awful lot from them in the way we took it forward. So really, I want to open it up to any questions that people might have about our policies for adoption. I know it's a slightly briefer session, but the point is we are where we are. I can't go any deeper than we are at the moment. That's it. Is that one on? Oh, shut out. He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did a lot of planning, and then they launch all this at once.
Near enough, yeah.
And did you find that to be a real success? Because my company, unfortunately, they're kind of lighting up one tile at a time, and I'm not sure that that's the best approach. I just want to get your opinion on how that went for you with lighting up all the tiles at once, all those new experiences at once.
Okay, so yeah, I'll just read that back because I knew they're watching the expo. So the question was there any advantage seen to us by lighting everything up at once and whether the people took it on? That's certainly advantageous to immerse them into the whole thing, the whole suite, because it allowed the connectivity. If they're exploring ribbons, say in SharePoint, and there was a insert office video, that there was a direct linkage. So it certainly helped with the exploration side of things that the tile wouldn't come. And as you know, controlling the tiles is quite a difficult thing. I think it was a real advantage because we did start finding people who are really curious and excited to use Office 365. And then from that, we could start drawing out our champions because they have been on this journey of self-discovery. So I think it was a benefit to us to do it in one big bang and get it out of the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, can you come up to the mic, please? It's all right. Yep.
No.
Okay.
My question is that have you done any pre-planning of how you're controlling the people to use the different features in the different business areas? And also, how do you control the data in relation to the OneDrive?
Okay, so maybe in two chunks. So have we controlled which services people can access in Office 365, I suppose, is the first question. Yeah. And the second one, what are we doing specially about the data in OneDrive? So the answer to the first one is no. If Microsoft light the service up, we take it. And we make it available to anyone within the license pool. So we have no restrictions around that at all. Because we want them to innovate and do their work the best way they want. I might say Sway is a bad tool for doing a marketing piece. But I've had colleagues who turn around and said, actually, I've released final deliverables using Sway and given them to customers. And if we've made that internal IT decision, oh, no, it doesn't look right, we'll switch it off, I think that would have gone the wrong way. In terms of OneDrive, I think we have done a little bit around OneDrive, mainly to do with nervousness to do with the sync climb. And I know that's getting a lot better. I mean, there's some really good announcements this week about the improvement of the sync client. So we've had to do some control around sync, just because we didn't want to really, A, give people a bad experience with the old client and its flaky performance, and B, probably saturate our network if they got their hands on it and really start pumping lots and lots of data. But we are kicking off a program now where we will start shifting all their personal content up to OneDrive because we've reached that point of confidence, both the tool and the capacity in our network. Okay? Are there any other questions at all? Yeah.
What's your company's plan for the Office 365 groups?
So what's my company's plan for Office 365 groups? That is a challenge, I think, that comes up in every weekly strategy hand-waving meeting for the last 6 months. We're not 100% there yet. We can see groups are the future of collaboration for teams, certainly, but the messaging is still confused around them. I think we should be moving into using them because they're a simplified way of working, a simplified way of getting a single library, single calendar thing. But we are still exploring that possibility of moving from groups. And that's where we're at the moment. So, honest answer. Anybody else? Okay then. Well, I'd love to give you some time back in your day and maybe you can get some daylight out of this one. So thank you very much for coming. Thanks for listening to me. Please evaluate my session using the usual methods. And yeah,
thank you very much.